In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good morning, Marion, Kentucky. Like the rest of you, I'm just about sick of all this water. One of the unexpected treats, though, has been I've had three white ibis on my pond in the backyard the last few days. All this water, they're moving around a great deal. And I thought it was pretty surprising, though, when something knocked on the front door and we looked out. My wife said it was one of the ibis asking for a towel to dry off. So we've had a great deal of rain. We know that about 12 and a half to 13 inches at my house in the Mexico community. And it seems to be that the farther south in the region you go, the more rainfall they had up around Union County and Henderson County. Looks like had a couple of 3 inches maybe less than we did down in the southern part of Crittenden County, down in the Lyon and Caldwell counties. Many roads are still out. So many are out. It's hard to know at this point. As you know, this the flash flooding has run out pretty well since the rain slowed down late yesterday afternoon. And a lot of these county roads are passable. However, the rain has left a great deal of damage behind. There are some state highways that are still affected and will be. Of course, the ferry is projected to close today. According to the State Highway Department in Crittenden County, this is late last night. I don't have anything so far early this morning, but 855 remains closed. That's Kentucky 855 between Francis and Salem. Tabor Road was clearing up late yesterday, but then you still, if you go through Tabor Road in the southern part of Crittenden County, that's that cut-through road because the bridge is out there on 295 between Dykesburg and Edival. A lot of people are cutting through Tabor Road and that state road over into Lyon County, but Skin Frame Creek over in Lyon County remained high and it was still closed down there. But in Crittenden County, it's clear there at the Livingston Creek Bridge, according to my latest information. 1917, that's out in the eastern part of the county around Wolf Creek. It was still closed late last night. And Kentucky 132, that's Enon Church area, it remained closed. And 120 at the bridge there, to Montezuma Bridge at the Webster County line over the Tradewater River, it remained closed as well late last night. In Livingston County, Tucker Temple Road, that State Highway 917, remained closed, and the Tylene Road remained closed as well. A lot of county roads are out. Those out around the Tradewater River still are closed. Then, of course, you have down around Deer Creek, some of them are still out. And most of you, the local folks, know where those are at. Beware, don't drive through the water. A lot of erosion. These roads are washed out. You can get yourself in a real bind in a hurry. So be mighty careful as you're out today. And as you know, schools have closed for today in Crittenden County. A lot of the other schools around us are on spring break. So a lot of those folks are down in Florida enjoying some sunshine. And we're going to get a little bit of that today. It looks like, I'm not sure things will dry up quite in time for some of these ball games that are scheduled, and we'll get to that in a little bit. The Class A tournament was supposed to start for softball and baseball early this week, but it looks like that's going to be kicked down the road a little bit. Over the last few days, I've had a good number of people ask if this was a record rainfall. I'm not real sure. I keep looking around for that. It's hard to find those kind of numbers, particularly over a four-day period. You know, this all started on Wednesday night late, so, you know, 4 days of rainfall and over 12 inches in at least southern part of Crittenden County has to be pretty close to record. I know my pond is up to the spillway, and it's been up there for several days, and it has not been to the spillway in several years. So a lot of rain out there, folks. Be careful if you're out, for sure. And of course, with all this washing away of our gravel and even in your shrubs and your plant beds, you're going to need to replace all that stuff. So if you do, give Brennan Cruz a shout. Let's hear from him for just a moment.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Well, there's a whole lot of news going on around the community. In addition to the rainfall, of course, tonight, that fiscal court meeting, the Crittenden County Fiscal Court, will convene at the Crittenden County Office Complex. It will gavel in at 6 p.m., and there's a number of things on this special meeting agenda. However, probably to the forefront of that will be the discussion about a possible new taxing district in the community to help fund the ambulance service and free up some money for the E911 service. It's my indication from talking to a number of folks with county government that this idea may not even get off the runway tonight. However, there will be some discussion of it. And there's some other things that will be on the agenda as well. But it's a special meeting. There will be no business discussed outside of what's on the agenda. Also, in local meetings tonight, the Marion Code Enforcement Board meets at 5 p.m. at City Hall. And the Livingston County Board of Education meets at 5 p.m. down at the central office on the cutoff road. And then tomorrow night, Caldwell County Fiscal Court will meet at 9 a.m. That's Tuesday morning over at the courthouse in Princeton. Now, the Crittenden County Conservation District recently held its annual awards, and we've got a big story in the press this week. We visited with one of the big winners from that award ceremony. There were a number of them, and we will be sharing all of those in the newspaper over the coming days. But probably, I guess, if there's a centerpiece to those awards that the Conservation District doles out annually, it's the Master Conservationist. And this year, that award went to Robert Friel. He has been living in the county for several years. He's out off 855 and has done a great deal of work with some purebred cattle. You'll want to read that story on the front page of the Crittenden Press this week. And again, we'll have a lot more information from that Conservation District Award Ceremony. Also in this week's newspaper, local music legends will be recognized. Leon Walker and Corey Kreider were inducted recently into the Crittenden County Music Hall of Fame. We have a piece on those folks in this week's paper. And another article you'll want to pay particular attention to in this week's Crittenden Press will be a breakdown of the racial makeup of Crittenden and all the surrounding counties and some trends that we've recognized over the last few years in the population here. Well, let's take a short break and hear from Enon Church.
Enon General Baptist Church invites the community to join its walk through Calvary. Each night, April 16th through 19th at 7 p.m., visitors can experience the scriptures that Jesus experienced on the nights leading up to Easter. On April 20th, visit the blessed site of the empty tomb. Easter services start at 7 a.m. at Enon General Baptist Church, located at 1771 State Route 132. Brother Michael Stewart, pastor, invites everyone to attend.
You know, Easter is falling kind of late this year. It will be on April 20th, so starting a week from today will be Holy Week for Christians. And, you know, Easter is the way it's determined is based on a combination of some the sun and moon calendars, specifically using a formula that's tied to the spring equinox and the full moon. Easter is the first Sunday following the first full moon after spring begins. And what do they say about spring showers? I don't know. I know what they say this week about them is they're a pain in the rear because we've had way too much rain this spring so far. And we're going to let you know about how that's affecting the local sports calendar after this. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the track and field meet that was scheduled for Saturday was canceled down in Murray. It was supposed to be held at Callaway County. Creighton County High School was going to participate in that. And I'm sure some of the athletes from down Livingston County were scheduled to as well. But it was canceled, and now the track team will be off until this coming Saturday, you'd say. And they will be over at Logan County down in Russellville. Now the track meet, at least some of the events in track are on paved surface or some type of surface of running where they run. But baseball and softball is on dirt and grass, and there's been so much rain that the All-A Classic softball and baseball tournaments that were supposed to begin tonight, Crittenden County's softball team was supposed to play down at Livingston Central to open that. Crittenden County got a first-round bye tonight on that and is scheduled to play tomorrow night against University Heights. University Heights was scheduled to play Dawson Springs in the first round, and UHA is by far the favorite in that. But it looks like all this is going to be pushed back. We're still waiting to hear when these games are going to get underway. Livingston County has not given up on hosting that first round softball game down at Smithland on Tuesday. We'll try to keep you up to date at the press online and through our X account, formerly Twitter, the Elon Musk app, and we'll keep you posted. It looks like baseball is going to get a little later start than expected too, so Crittenden County likely will not even be in action tomorrow night. All this is going to be pushed likely to Wednesday and Thursday maybe. So we'll just kind of play that by ear and let you know as that happens. But one thing that you need to have on your radar, if you're at least an outdoorsman, is turkey season. The wild turkey season will open Saturday. Now, the youth hunt, the two-day youth hunt, was Saturday and Sunday, and the rain certainly played havoc on it. But I did see where Barrett Shear's boy got a turkey. I saw that on social media. So there were some folks out turkey hunting in between the showers, and I saw a few birds strutting around in some fields. So the wild animals still have to be out feeding, and it gives some opportunity to the outdoorsmen who are out there chasing them around. So good luck to all those folks kicking off spring wild turkey season this coming weekend. Now, if you're a college basketball fan, you might want to take a nap sometime later this afternoon because it's going to be a late start for tonight's NCAA men's basketball championship. That's going to be played out in New Mexico. That will tip off at 7:50 p.m. Central Time tonight, so you'll have to catch the red eye if you want to get to the end of that game. But it'll be Florida against Houston in the championship game. That's all I have for you today, and we'll see you on Thursday. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.